don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring they're tight sealed. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving from Secaucus, New Jersey. Why? Because it is beneath the sea. Check it out at beneaththesea.org. It's the largest consumer dive show in the U.S., and we are coming to you live from there today. With me right now, Mermaid Abby, Mermaid Denise, Jimmy the Helper Boy. We got the whole Scuba Radio crew here with us. And Abby, hey, we're getting ready to do a liveaboard trip here in a few weeks. You ready?
Yes, absolutely. We're going with Explorer Ventures yet again.
That's right, because why? They are the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio.
Absolutely. We had such a good time on our last trip. I anticipate this trip being just as good or even better, if that's possible. I mean, they exceeded my expectations before, so I don't know what to expect now, but
yes,
it's going to be great.
Well, the bar is always raised every time we go out on one of their liveaboard trips for a week, and one of their marketing genius is with us now. They have several, but one of them is with us right now, Lynn Rodell. How you doing, Lynn?
I'm great.
You know, Lynn has a cool gig. I mean, sure, we host a radio show about diving. I get to travel the world and bring mermaids. It ain't a bad gig. But I got to tell you, Lynn has a pretty sweet gig, too, because she just, you know, she gets to call up passengers on these Explorer Venture liveaboard trips and give them stuff sometimes. You were telling me a story there at the break, Lynn, that a guy was on the Bahamas trip, which me and Mermaid Abby are going to go on in a few weeks here. And what happened exactly?
Well, it was an amazing conversation. First of all, when I first called, the gentleman was in the water, so I couldn't talk to him.
So you buzzed him up on the sat phone at the on the Explorer Venture 1 liveaboard, right?
I did.
And he was in the Bahamas. He had just come up out of the water, and you told the captain what?
I told the captain to mention to him that his trip was free.
Was free? It's like winning Publishers Clearinghouse sweepstakes underwater.
But yeah, even better. It's an action. You know, you're out there having a good time, and voila, it's free. How could you ask for more?
That's right. It's part of the reservation roulette.
Yes, it is.
Contest.
Reservation roulette game that we play often at Explorer Ventures.
It's like, what, once a quarter or something like that? I remember once every 6 months. I forget what it is.
It's very random. So you have to keep checking the website to find out if we are playing the game.
So basically, how it works is you book a trip on Explorer Ventures for a week, and if you happen to be drawn at random, you might get a call, or the captain may greet you at the top of the dive ladder and say, hey, dude, guess what? Your trip this week? Totally free.
Exactly.
That's a sweet little contest you got going on. One of the many bonuses of Explorer Ventures.
Exactly.
And you got to love them for it. Now, this guy, he was coming out of the water after diving in the Bahamas. And what did he tell the captain? Because you talked to him on the sat phone right after that, right?
I did. He was on cloud nine
coming
out of the water because he had just had a close encounter with a hammerhead shark.
Oh, sweet.
And so then the captain tells him that his trip that he has just enjoyed for the last 6 days is free. And so when I talked to him on the sat phone, he was almost speechless.
Yeah.
This is a gentleman that has done many trips with us, and he was beside himself because not only had he just seen a hammerhead shark, but his trip was free.
Yeah, you have to do this stuff over the phone with them, because when you tell a diver like that after they've had an encounter with a tiger shark and they're coming up out of the water, basically Lynn would have been squeezed to a bloody pulp. She probably wouldn't have survived the encounter, is my guess. What do you think, Abby?
There's a lot of enthusiasm. I think I would squeeze Lynn to a bloody pulp, and I'm pretty small.
This is true.
I actually love Lynn already because she's hooked us up with all of these trips. So, you know, she might get squeezed before the end of the show.
Okay. It could happen. It could happen. You know, it is a big love fest up here in New Jersey. And that's what you're doing. You're kind of sharing the dive joy of Explorer Ventures here with a little booth set up for the Northeast Divers, right?
Yes. Yes. We are here in full force for the consumers.
And, of course, you can check out the Scuba Radio videos that we have from our Turks and Caicos trips that we have up at scubaradio.com that were shot on an Explorer Ventures trip.
Yes, and those are awesome videos that you did.
Well, thank you. It was all the mermaids. What can I just shot the video. That's all I can do.
That's true.
You got quality talent to work with, Lynn. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
She does. She agrees with me.
Hey, if it's for Explorer Ventures, we're willing to do it.
That's right. And check it out, exploreventures.com. Get in on that reservation roulette. Maybe your trip will be free. And don't forget, we're going on a trip September 6th to dive with wild dolphins on that Bahamas itinerary. Basically, we dive as usual for, you know, half the day in the morning, and then we start cruising for wild dolphin pods. And we're going to throw a mermaid or two in the water.
Yeah, dolphins
with them.
And mermaids, they go together. So if you guys are on the trip, you get to see dolphins, and you might see a mermaid frolicking with them as well.
We're going to see what happens. We've already done it with great whites. We might as well do it with dolphins. Right, Lynn?
Absolutely, and I'm very envious of all of you.
Yes, well, hey, you're the one with the boats, so I'm envious of you.
Yeah, we're trying to get your job, Lynn.
That's
so.
Right. Yeah, but it'll never work. She's a genius. She's a marketing genius.
I'm hanging out with her this weekend. I'm going to learn what it is that she does, and I'm just going to ride on her coattails.
You're going to just swim along with her, see what happens.
Yeah, that's right.
All right,
ride the wave.
We'll get back to work, answer those questions of those divers. I see Eric Douglas is with us, well, from Divers Network, and, of course, Books by Eric. How you doing, Eric?
Doing just fine, Greg. How's it going?
Good, man. Now, you just got back from Russia.
Just got back from Russia. Just about got my head under me. It takes about a month to kind of recover after the Russian trip.
That's right. Now, you had mermaids in Russia at the Russian Dive Show. You got mermaids here in Jersey. You've had a chance to really kind of soak it all, drink it all in, so to speak. And do you still feel the Russian mermaids have, like, kicked it up a notch?
Well, the Russian mermaids have definitely raised the bar, but ultimately, these mermaids right here are my favorites.
Are they?
Thanks, Eric.
Way to brown
nose. Because we had some stiff competition.
I'm sucking up bigger than life.
Yeah, basically, the Russian mermaids don't use material. They use latex paint.
It was, high heels, G-strings, and paint. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Well, God bless them. You know, we got to have fun, I guess, when it's like 30 below and all you have is vodka and something else much to survive on,
days,
right?
These women walked around the booth or walked around the show and then just about nothing. So, but, yeah, it's that heats up those cold Russian winters.
Well, exactly. That's how they survive over there, evidently. So, I mean, when you compare the dive event to an event like here in Jersey at Beneath the Sea, what do you see differently other than mermaids, obviously?
Well, other than the mermaids. No, I see so many more similarities than differences. I see a bunch of hardcore divers. The New Jersey, New York divers around this place, these are all hardcore wreck divers.
They might as well be from Russia, if you ask me, being from Florida.
Well, yeah, you just don't understand anybody who dives anything colder than about 85-degree water, do
you?
And
it usually takes me about a day or so to kind of soak in the Jersey accent thing so I can work through the translation issues.
There's a style up here, but it's all good. You know, I mean, these people just love it. They're completely eaten up with diving. It's all they want to talk about. That's all they want to think about. So.
Yeah. When the guy said, hey, I need something to eat, and he goes, I got something to eat right here. I didn't know what he meant by that.
Sausage. Anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
moving right along.
But divers are divers, no matter where you go.
Divers are divers. The Russian divers. It's really what we would call an emerging market. They're just kind of exploring how to get out and learning about the equipment, learning about the opportunities. So they've got some money. And they're looking to explore the world, so they're really excited.
Yeah, you know, the markets overseas are really kicking butt right now because the dollar is suffering because of the economy, and now all of a sudden their money is going way farther in our currency, right? So
absolutely.
They're able to buy, like, everything.
They can buy everything. They can travel where they want to. There, you know, so many of the Russians there were talking about going to the Black Sea. They're going to Egypt. They're going to all over the world. They're going to Thailand and... Because it's easy flights for them straight out of Moscow. So, yeah, they're diving everywhere. And there was a lot of money at that show. Absolutely.
Interesting. Well, I don't know. Abby, would you be up to going to Russia for a dive show in the middle of February?
Well, I was jealous that they were in Russia and not in Chicago with us. Now, if I could have hopped on a plane, I would have joined you.
Well, you know, next year, let's do it.
Let's have a competition between the American mermaids and the Russian mermaids.
Now, how would
who's going to come out on top? It'd be like Rocky IV.
Well,
either way, I win. So
Well, I'll tell you what. I will tell you this. You know, with the travel restrictions on airlines and things, it'll probably be much more efficient to travel with latex paint as opposed to full mermaid outfits.
Got you, because packing can be a hassle.
That's right. Weight is key here.
Yeah,
that's what
you got to keep it under the weight limit. So if you just paint on your clothes, you're good to go.
Yeah, it's all save the earth thing. You know, less weight, you save gas.
It's more efficient that way.
We're green mermaids. Yeah.
Yeah. So Abby's up for it, sounds like. They're down.
Hey, if you want, I will go to Russia. I promise you that. You want to take us? We'll go.
You know, I tell you what, the really cool thing about that show, too, is we were 100 yards away from Red Square. You know, it was just picturesque. We walked out one night after the show. The snow was coming down. We're walking across Red Square, and it was just kind of magical.
Photo opportunities. Yeah, we'll be there in our mermaid tails, and we'll take pictures with the snow falling on us in Red Square.
Yeah, how cold is it?
You know, it's no colder than it was in Chicago, I'll tell you that.
Really?
And actually, it was probably 8 to 10 degrees Fahrenheit, but... Mm-hmm.
That's nothing. These girls dive in that all the time.
That's about the same as it was in Chicago.
Yeah.
We tough
better,
it out.
No worse.
We tough it out, Eric.
Yeah,
suck
it up. They're hardcore. They impress
me every
time. I've
got pictures in the snow, actually, in Wisconsin.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So we're a mermaid all the time. It doesn't matter the weather.
Hero.
We're always a mermaid. Yeah.
It's like fish on ice. It keeps them fresher or something. I don't know. If you throw them on ice, the mermaids stay fresh longer.
They can spoil after a while. Is that get spoiled?
Yeah, I don't know. Now, you spent almost a month or 3 weeks or so in Russia there, Eric. Now, did you do any diving, or was the closest diving you got in Russia was the jacuzzi?
The closest I did to diving in Russia was diving into a really tall glass of vodka. But no, it didn't get wet over there. I would have needed the chainsaw to get through the ice to actually do any diving.
Yeah, it would have to be ice diving,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, it would
have
been ice diving, but... But no, I'd love to go back. There are some great locations in Russia to dive, and then the Black Sea again. And
now, have you documented this whole trip on your books by Eric, or what?
I was there for two purposes. I was there to talk about diving for 4 days as part of the Golden Dolphin Dive Show. But I in the 90s, I worked there as a in Russia. I worked as a photojournalist. So what I did this trip was to go back and actually photograph the people I photographed 15 years ago and see how their lives had changed and see how they had changed.
Right.
And those pictures are on my website, which is booksbyeric.com.
Right. And you got to check out that website. Of course, you wrote about it. You blogged about it.
I blogged about it.
You got a dive blog going.
There's a daily journal on my website about it, and then pictures from the trip.
Now, after 15 years, do you find like the majority of them need to, you know, like join Nutrisystem or something? Or
The Sun Young Moon Church.
Anyway. I don't know.
Actually, what I was so happy to see, but was so amazed to see at the same time, was the money and the energy and the enthusiasm in Russia right now. I mean, the people were happy and they were excited about the opportunities and possibilities. Probably the most noticeable change was restaurants were everywhere. Well, I ate at an all-you-can-eat sushi place one night.
Oh, in Russia. Who would have thunk it? Well, there you go. Fish, diving, Russia, they all go together. It's all the big, happy family of our little dive community. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Brand new angle,
hi, this is Joshua Daniel from the island of Central Station. Until you make it to the island, please keep listening to the Super Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba, like scuba diving.
Scuba Radio.
To Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
To Scuba Radio.
Tuba Radio.
Yeah, it's close enough.
Super Radio, the first world radio show devoted to diving.
I feel like dancing.
Oh, you gotta love them. That was from Arcebo, Live Aboard with Explorer Ventures. And see, those are the kind of people you run into when you're traveling the world and, you know, sharing the underwater joy, so to speak. And, you know, here we are in New Jersey at Beneath the Sea, and Mermaid Abby starts striking up a conversation with a group of kids. What's going on here, Abby?
Well, these kids were walking by. They have all this new dive gear that they just bought. I struck up a conversation, and it turns out that they're all scuba divers. Some of them are brand new scuba divers, and I heard that one of the girls just learned how to swim, and now she's like an expert diver.
Nice. Now, what's going on here? What's your name?
My name's Sean.
Sean is the teacher of this group. It's a part of the New York Harbor School. Is that the deal, or what? What is it?
That's right. We're a public school in New York. We've been running for, I guess this is our fifth year now, and we've been running a dive club for a couple years, and this year, actually offering it as an elective class to the students that are passing all their tests and doing quite well, sort of an elective phys ed credit.
Oh, man, that is awesome. Back when I was in school, it was bowling and tennis. That was the best we could do. If we had scuba diving, man, I would have been on cloud nine. But that's what you're doing. So you're actually turning them on to diving, and then you were talking to them. They just were at Cape Eleuthera, or you guys went to the island school that we were just at a few weeks ago, I guess, right?
You guys were down at the island school?
Yeah, oh, we were at Cape Eleuthera hanging out, and I heard you guys talking about it. You guys all did that, the island school thing? You dive around there? Pretty cool, isn't it? That's pretty sweet. What's your name there, buddy?
Good. Joel Stafford.
What is it?
Joel Stafford.
Jarrell, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
Yeah, so you like this whole diving thing?
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yeah, so you're up here in the Jersey area, I guess, in the New York area here, right?
Yeah.
Going to school? You like this elective? You like this whole diving thing?
Yep.
You wish all your classes were like that?
Yeah.
So are you going to make this that passion you have for diving your profession, maybe? You're going to be a professional diver?
Yeah, but I'm trying to mix it up a little bit of engineering. That's mainly my career, you know.
Yeah, you do a little diving on the side.
Yeah.
Maybe you could be a commercial diver. What do you think? Would that work for him?
Maybe.
Yeah? That'll do it?
Engineering with underwater? It's not a bad way to go.
All right.
Good career, you know.
Cool. Now, when you guys went to Cape Eleuthera, what did you see exactly?
Saw some
fish.
Went night diving, saw big crab, lobster, sea urchins.
Nice. It was good stuff. Had you ever been to a place like that before when you guys went there, or what?
Yeah, I'm from Grenada, so I was like, I haven't been diving in Grenada, but I've been diving in the Caribbean, Bahamas, so, you know.
How about that island school, though? That's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, pretty
there,
cool school.
Did they show you the snakes? They got snakes in their classrooms there. That's how they keep the kids in the water and out of the classroom.
They didn't show us any snakes.
They got two of them that they don't show you because they don't want you to know, but they're there. We saw them.
Yeah, we took pictures with them.
That's right.
We saw a snake when we went to the bat caves.
Oh, okay, of course. Well, they had these Cape Eleuthera boa constrictors. And, you know, in the States we have cats that take care of the rat problem. You have rats up here.
Yeah.
I hear. I've heard that. Is that true? But they don't have cats on the island. They have snakes. So they set the snakes loose in the evening so they eat the rats. And so you don't have rats running around the island school.
Yeah, I'd rather cats, though.
Okay.
Yeah,
we don't have any of that in Brooklyn.
Not a problem.
No snakes.
So all right, cool. What grade are all of you guys in?
Senior.
They're all seniors, okay.
Yeah.
Seniors and juniors.
Class of what?
Class of 09.
Class of 09.
09. 09.
We got the 08 classes and the 09s, and they're all screaming over there. So what do your classmates think? Like, do they think this is crazy that you're all scuba divers?
Yep. Some of them are even jealous.
Are they jealous?
Yeah, I bet they are.
Because you guys have been to Eleuthera, you've been to Dutch Springs. What are some other places you've been to?
We've been off the coast of Long Island.
Yeah.
Off of Long Island.
So what do you
go.
See off of Long Island other than... We heard wrecks are down there. We've heard dead bodies. What do you like more?
Well, the day... I like dead bodies more, but the day... But the day we went there, there wasn't really anything. No.
Yeah, you just kind of swam around. So did you see a wreck, though? It was a wreck dive? Or what was it?
It wasn't just a normal dive.
Yeah, just no. What do they have down there? What, like a shelf kind of thing or at all? Or is there any kind of reef structure or at all?
There
or no?
is a rock reef that was sort of dumped in there a number of years ago, but we mostly go for the wrecks.
I gotcha. Okay. All right. So you're doing that. Where are you guys off to next? Where are you taking the classroom on a field trip to?
Back to Pennsylvania. Back to Pennsylvania, but hopefully we'll hit the St. Lawrence, Thousand Islands, some freshwater wreck.
Well, Pennsylvania, you mean like Dutch Springs?
Yeah.
Up in there? That's a pretty
That's
cool
our main site.
Yeah, is it? We were thinking about bringing the mermaids to Dutch Springs. What do you think?
Will that be great. I would love to see them there. That would be awesome.
You think they're a pretty big hit down in Florida? You think they'd be a big hit at the school there?
Yes, they will. Everybody would love them.
I don't know. I think
especially
you'd have
many.
To teach
Maybe we'll see you guys again.
Yeah.
Dutch Springs. If we're there, you guys have to come back over and come dive in with us.
There you go.
Well, we will.
Teacher's looking at them saying, I think they're going to be held in detention. Somebody's going to get in trouble if we do that. But we'll find out. We might have to pull that trigger. More coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving from New Jersey, Secaucus, New Jersey. It's the Beneath the Sea show. And now, you know, we already talked about the Olympus camera, that new super still camera that the folks, Andrew from Olympus, told us about. And then Ryan walks by from Refoto. Now, he's my real connection. Abby, you know this because you've been the subject of several Scuba Radio Mermaid videos already, as well as Mermaid Denise and Nikki. And I've been able to get some pretty cool stuff, right?
Well, yeah, you've got great gear, and you've actually, I mean, I don't know how you are as a photographer, but somehow the equipment that you use makes those photos come out amazing, and you're like a professional photographer down there.
Well, you know, my equipment is impressive, isn't
yeah.
it? Yes,
sure.
And Ryan from Refoto is the one I can thank for that, and it had nothing to do with a little blue pill, anything like that. It has to do with the camera gear that he hooked me up with. Now, let's talk about this, Ryan, because you got the new and improved version of even what I've been shooting. And what I've been shooting, I've been getting some pretty amazing stuff that I'm like, hey, I actually got this? How did that happen? What is it? What is it about these Sony cameras and these, what is it, fisheye, C-tool housings that make them so unique?
But it's just the C-tool housings are the smallest that you can get.
Most anywhere. Compact, lightest, that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, which makes them very easy to handle in the water,
yeah.
Very easy to travel with, so you have them in exotic locations with your exotic mermaids.
That's right, and it is a pain to travel with equipment, heavy stuff, and that's where these things really shine, right?
Exactly, and the Sony cameras that they're wrapped around are little technological marvels, right? Getting smaller every day, getting hard drives that are bigger for longer video times, getting better color, getting smarter compression so that the video looks better when you play it back on big screens.
That's right. Now, I was shooting high-definition video. It was what, the Sony HDR1 or something like
You're
that?
You're using an SR1, the very first high-definition hard drive camera that Sony ever shipped.
And now they're at the SR what?
SR12.
Oh, of course.
They've grown up a lot.
So I think I had a 40 gig on mine, and now they have like 60 and 80.
SR12 has 120 gigabyte hard drive.
That's a lot of mermaid footage there, Ryan.
It's 20 plus hours.
Oh, we could have fun with this. All right, hold on. I want to talk more about this stuff. Let's hold them through the break and talk about the latest technological marvels when it comes to underwater videography. It's from the folks from Refoto. They know, and you're going to know about it, too. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive. Hi, I'm Captain Slate from Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center in Key Largo, Florida, and you're listening to my good buddy and dive pal, Greg the Dive Master, from the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
I love it.
Yeah, Captain Slade is walking around beneath the sea here in New Jersey someplace. I'm sure we will have the captain on before the end of the show, or we'll probably hear his belch somewhere in the background. Oh, there, I think I did. Maybe that was it. That could have been him. All right, Ryan from Reef Photo is our guest right now. He's exhibiting here at Beneath the Sea as well. I use their underwater video systems, the Sony camera with the fisheye Sea Tools housing, the lightest and most compact underwater housings, I believe, on the market. Are they,
that's
Ryan?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, and you guys can, you know, you can check this out at reefphoto.com. Go there, find them online, call the experts like Ryan up there on the phone and say, hey, I need one, ship it to me right away, and they'll hook you up. Now, we were talking about the newest version is version 12. It's bigger, hard drives, higher quality. The one thing
all
I found...
All in a smaller package.
Even smaller package, too. Really? Is that a good thing, Abby? She's looking at me like, I don't know about
that. Well, we were talking about equipment and smaller packages, but I will say when it comes to photography, yeah, if you have a pocket camera that you can just throw in your purse or if you're a guy in your pocket and go, it just means that
if
you're
a guy in your pocket, what?
Well, you put the camera in your pocket.
Oh, okay. I understand.
Nonetheless, if you can take the camera along with you, then that's more opportunities to actually take photos because it's right there. It's not bunglesome. You don't have to attach a bunch of different things.
Well, lighter, stronger, meaner.
And better.
Yes.
Just overall better.
It's a Kanye West song, I believe, and it was written about the Sony camera and housing or something. Is that right?
And that's Kanye West, by the way,
Kanye.
Mr. Hip.
Yes, thank you. Hey, I hung with the people from The Celebrity Apprentice. Don't lecture me about being hip, lady.
You don't have it with you, you can't use it.
That's, okay. All right, so Ryan, it's bigger, it's a hard drive.
Smaller.
Well, it's smaller, but it has a bigger hard drive,
exactly.
Higher quality compression for underwater shooting of high-definition video. And what I really like about it, and I've done this a lot with the housing I have, is that you can shoot still photos with your video camera, and you can get some really good still photos from it as well, right?
Absolutely. It shoots 6-megapixel still photos, which are no problem to build to blow up to 8x10 or even larger.
Right.
So you can get some really nice prints to hang on your wall in addition to the DVD to play on your flat screen.
Nice. Now, you got to love that. I mean, the one I have, I think, shoots 4-megapixel. Going up to 6 really will kick it up a notch, and I was able to get some decent still shots from my video camera. So the video thing acts as a decent still camera system as well as shooting video.
Yeah, it's 2 cameras in one.
It is. And there's like a feature on it. I just learned this on my last dive, by the way. You know, I finally opened up the owner's manual. You know how it goes. Us techies. Right? And yeah. You can actually shoot your video and press the photo button up to 3 times while you're shooting video, and it will capture a high-quality still photo while you're shooting the video.
Exactly.
That's pretty neat.
It's very cool.
You knew about this, but you never told me. You made me figure this out on my own, right?
You need a class.
Yeah, I need a class at Reef Photo. If I would have done that with you guys, one of these days we're going to make that happen. In the meantime, they can just keep hooking me up with the latest and greatest stuff, and all you have to do is go to reefphoto.com. You travel the world and do this stuff and do these classes as well. Where were you at last week?
I've been going to Cayman a lot lately, and
do.
We have a couple of classes coming up in Bonaire and also at Little Cayman Beach Resort.
Nice. And you have to go there with them to manage the class, right? It is a tough job, but somebody has to do it. Is that how it works?
Up at 6 in the morning and bed at midnight, working very hard.
Yeah, well, I know. He really does work hard. He actually has to put all this stuff together and know how it works. But he does, and you get some incredible images because of it, and we capture those things for our, surface buddies. And then it entices them to get in the water. Right, Ryan?
Absolutely.
That's what it's all about, sharing the joy, right?
Exactly.
All right. He has to get back to his booth here beneath the sea and do just that. More coming up from Jersey. Stay close.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hey, diver, you just completed your scuba course. What do you want to do now?
I want to go to Hawaii.
Take a dive on the wild side with Ocean Concepts, your one-stop dive shops on Oahu for action, adventure, fun, and great value. Ocean Concepts is the premier PADI 5-star career development center in Hawaii and guarantees the highest level of professional service during your stay. Whether it's daily boat or beach diving, or if you want to finish up your dive training in paradise, Ocean Concepts Hawaii is the answer. Call 800-808-DIVE. That's 800-808-DIVE or go to oceanconcepts.com.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Cavern. Blue hole. Walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right, already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas. Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. coralcavernsresort.com.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You know, I got down with my Sony camera and C-Tools housing from ReefPhoto.com. One of the first times I did that was when we went to Dominica. And Simon is on Scuba Radio right now because he's in New Jersey at Beneath the Sea. And he's hanging with us right now. He heads up the Water Sports Association. Or do you still do that too? I assume you are, right, Simon?
Yes, they kept me in that position. I'm still president of the Dominica Water Sports Association and the man responsible for Dive Fest, I guess you could say.
That's right. And we shot some video at Dive Fest and had a great time. I didn't really know what the heck I was doing when I had the underwater camera. There was a lot of trial and error there when we did our little trip in Dominica, but I've gotten better.
I think that was evident. Yes. Yeah. I saw the video.
Yeah, you saw the video. Well, it was a good shot. It was a first try. What are you going to do? I mean, Simon, he's hardcore because he's been doing this for years. I'm just some schlub off the street coming with a new toy. You do like underwater stills that are like world class because you got some pretty good subjects to work with there in Dominica, right?
Yeah, of course. You don't have to be just a good photographer. You need good material, and Dominica just has so many amazing things to take pictures of, both above and below water, as you remember. So, part of it's the equipment and your diving skills, but you need good subjects, and we got that.
Yes. Well, yeah. But Simon knows what he's doing, too, because he's been doing it a time or two there.
Let's not go into how long I've been doing it.
We can
skip over that part.
But I will say, it's Nature's Dive, right?
Nature Island Dive,
right. That's his dive operation, Dominica. Jimmy the Helper Boy was there. He saw it.
Greg, I could give you some tips on how to take pictures underwater.
Yeah. Would any of them be worth... The free advice you're giving me?
Absolutely. Oh, by the way, Simon.
Blind leading the blind?
Did you find my camera the last...
That's right.
I lost that camera.
Yeah, we did the... No comment.
Dive Fest last year.
It's part of our rental program now, but
Jimmy,
that, no comment.
No, I don't think it's part of your rental program, because I saw what he came up with when he got back on the boat. We had a little demo thing with Sea Life cameras at Dive Fest, and James took one down and didn't bring one back, so to speak. You know what I mean? It was one of those,
I think he tried to change the batteries underwater. That's what we told him.
Nobody told me.
Sea Life cameras are waterproof, but you cannot change the batteries underwater.
They're not totally indestructible, as James...
Actually, I was trying to take the film out. Didn't realize it was digital.
Yeah, he just wanted to see. Hey, I wonder, is there film in here? Yeah, but that's what you do on demo weeks like that. You take out new gear, get familiar with it. You might have a casualty here and there, but hey, what are you going
to
do?
I think it has to be expected when you take expensive things underwater that you're going to lose some of them.
That's right. It might as well be somebody else's
and
stuff.
You give it to Jimmy, you're probably going to lose a lot of them. But, you know, yeah.
Exactly.
So Dive Fest for 2008. Is going to be in July. What's the week again?
It's July 11th to the 20th.
11th to the 20th.
We have many of the same events as we did last year and the same sponsors. So Sea Life cameras will be back on and hopefully revealing some of their new stuff. And we have Swiss Army and Victorinox and Jewelers International and, of course, Kabuli Beer, which I know you guys are really appreciative of those guys as sponsoring us.
Little green bottles of beer.
Yeah.
You got to love it. Yeah, Dominica was definitely one of the highlights of our travel schedule from last year. And if in any way possible, we got to come back, Simon. Will you have us back? Will you allow that?
We will allow you back. I think you're you didn't do enough damage in the country that you wouldn't be allowed back in. We'll give you another shot at that.
But wait, there's more. Scuba Radio Mermaids here in New Jersey.
Talked about those last year in Dive Fest, and now I actually see them in the flesh.
Right. We have a problem last time getting them to Dominica because of import fees, duty fees, and that kind of thing. You know, trying to import fish into the country, or I don't know. There was some quarantine at the time, but I don't know. You see them face to face. Could we get these through customs in Dominica this time, maybe?
Absolutely. I have the utmost respect for these mermaids. We're diving in 78-degree water right now, and I'm wearing a 10-millimeter wetsuit.
Actually, so, Greg, I think the thing is, can we get them back out? Yeah, will they let us
take
them away?
They'll be allowed in, yes. Yeah.
It will be like a feeding frenzy.
I hear that these girls are in water of 74 or 75 degrees
without any
wetsuit on. That's just insane.
It is.
Really
they need to be in warm water areas like Dominica. And I think Abby is up for this. Abby, would you be game to go into Dominica? You haven't been there yet, right?
Would I be up for going to Dominica? I think absolutely. Like, I heard you guys talking about swimming in colder water.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be nice to stay warm once in a while.
It's 78 degrees now. That's wintertime for us. That's freezing.
Oh, well, now for us, we can handle that easily.
You hardcore. I wear 10 millimeters right now, so...
We'll go in.
And a hood.
We'll go without a wetsuit.
Without a wetsuit. You see what they're wearing. Those are seashells.
She did ask me if it was possible to go in the dive in the Boiling Lake, and I think that would be an interesting mermaids in the Boiling Lake.
They have a boiling
could
lake?
Could be a local Loch Ness monster.
Throw some carrots,
some
peas.
Like a local delicatessen? That's what it sounds like. a delicacy.
Now, the Boiling Lake, you mentioned, I remember Champagne Reef. What's the difference? Because Champagne Reef has volcanic activity under the reef, and it bubbles, and it looks like bubbling champagne out of the coral heads and everything there in Dominica. Right,
so right. That's a sort of underwater hot spring that we have there. But Boiling Lake's up in the mountains, about sort of a 45-minute drive from the main city, and it's about a 3.5 hike up into the mountains, and then you look down on the world's second largest boiling lake. And of course, the whole 3.5 hours you're hiking, you're going through the national park, and there's no houses. I mean, it's
lush, greener. It's so tropical. That's what you don't expect that on an island in the Caribbean like that, especially if you compare it to some of the more remote, rocky places in the Bahamas and stuff like that.
Just flying into Dominica, when you look out the windows, it's absolutely amazing to look out and just see those mountains and greenery. A little bit like flying into Newark Airport.
It's not like Jurassic Park.
Yeah. It's
kind of a Jurassic Park, a Hawaii-type picturesque look to it.
Yeah,
very, very lush greenery, tropical, bananas all
Pirates
over the place.
Pirates of the Caribbean?
Pirates of the Caribbean was filmed there. And also Pirate Master, which was one of those Survivor-type things on CBS, was filmed there.
We got to do a Mermaid Survivor. Maybe that's what we do.
That's a great idea.
Bring like 3 or 4 mermaids.
Well, you have to bring 16 mermaids down, you know. So that's
16 mermaids, throw them in the boiling lake, and the first one back down the mountain alive wins.
I like it.
Yeah, it's just off the top of my head. I'm Mark Brunette, look out. You know, I got into the Celebrity Apprentice, and my mind's going crazy. You hear what I'm saying?
Well, I've seen worse Survivor-type films than that. So.
Yeah, that and a couple Kabuli beers, that's all you need.
Oh,
and you got
Kabuli.
You got a show.
I should have brought you Kabuli.
I just now
thought, how come I didn't bring you back some Kabuli?
All right. Well, you'll have to let us into Dominica instead.
Good beer.
We'll take it. Instead of bringing the beer to us, you'll have to bring us to the beer.
We'll bring you to the beer. We look forward to seeing you again.
All right, more coming up from Jersey. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
You didn't go cheap when you purchased your dive equipment and photo gear, so don't make that mistake when it comes to protecting your investment. Ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center. These high-performance waterproof art cases come in just about every size and shape imaginable. Storm Cases are stronger, lighter, more secure, and feature pain-free press-and-pull latches that are twice as strong as the knuckle-buster designs of their competitors. Don't settle for anything less. Go to StormCase.com and ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Scuba Steve.
I like his flippers. Does he ever take them off?
No.
How about if he goes bowling? They don't make him wear bowling shoes? They let him wear the flippers?
Yes.
Really?
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg, the dive master in Jersey at Beneath the Sea, hanging with Simon Walsh from the Dominica Water Sports Association, also natureislanddive.com. Is that right, Simon? Did I get it right?
Yep.
And Dive Fest in July, you can get all the information at what website?
It's divefestdominica.com. That's, if you go to divefestdominica.com, you'll find what we've done is we put together some really attractive packages for the month of July, and most of them are based around the concept of with 8 paid customers, one of them goes free. So 7 paid out of 8 people, one goes free. 7 paid, one goes free. And if you go to divefestdominica.com, you'll find all the various packages from the hotels there. You can come down for the week, and we've got treasure hunts and
demos,
boat races and demos and photography competitions and mermaids.
Hot spring,
and
maybe
everything.
Mermaids. That's what we're going to work on for Dive Fest. And, of course, you'll hear more about that in the coming weeks on the big show.
Maybe we could start a training program in Dominica for some local mermaids.
Well, maybe we can. We have a mermaid in training with us right here, Anna Lynn, who was with us in Cape Luther. How you doing, Anna Lynn?
Good. Hello again.
Good. Now, Abby, you've been watching her. You've taken her under your fin, so to speak, in the Scuba Radio mermaid world.
And, she is my young grasshopper.
She is your, well, okay, or tadpole.
Yes, she's my tadpole. There you go.
There you
Aww.
Go.
Yes.
Oh, that's so sweet. So, but yeah, she did really good in the Bahamas, and I don't know, but can we get her in shape in time for maybe a trip to Dominica?
Well, there's July? An intensive mermaid training program, and I think she's going to pass it with flying colors. I mean, she's already...
So basically, she's paid you off is what you're trying to
yes,
say.
Yes, yes,
so
yes. She
words.
Told me, you know, say good things or else. No, actually, I got to say that I love that she was a mermaid with us in Cape Eleuthera.
Yeah.
And I think she might actually be giving us a run for our money.
You think? So, she is. She looks pretty good in a mermaid outfit, Anna Lynn. You're working it, woman.
I don't know how they swim in those tails.
We've got her looking very attractive and
she's
very
fishy. She's
gone
through phase one of the training, which was on-land training.
It's better to look good than
smiling.
To dive good.
Yes, and
start
next,
there.
Next we're going to put her in the water.
Right.
And, you know, teach
have her,
her
swim around.
Mermaid life underwater, yeah, and see how she copes with it.
All right, she's into it, I can tell. I see the
My
expression on her
movie,
face.
My favorite movie, The Little Mermaid, is living.
Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah, I'm confident that she's going to be a great student. Actually, we're going to...
love The Little Mermaid. I think that's module two of the mermaid training manual.
You have to do the hair flip, and for those of you who've watched The Little Mermaid, you know what I'm talking about.
I think we do. All right, well, look, hey, that'll do it for this week's edition of the big show from Beneath the Sea in New Jersey. Thanks to Zig and the gang. They do a fine, fine consumer show. You'll have to check it out next year or maybe come out here tomorrow. Till then, remember, it's always better down where it's wet.
Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard,
blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.